Right guys, welcome to my video. This is a video to show you on how to configure your controls on your Ally or your Ally X, or maybe Steam Deck if you've installed Windows or got an Android emulator on your PC. This is the best way to do it. It's a bit fidgety, and this is just for multiplayer, not for Battle Royale or the Warzone section. This is just for multiplayer, so we'll go through it now for you. So what you need to do first is you need to go up to the settings icon here, click on it. Then what you need to do is you need to go to basic. Now what you need to do is you need to go all the way down, drag it all the way down. It does get a bit annoying, but once you do it, it's okay. Keep going until you come to the mini map section. So keep going, we're coming to it now. Keep coming, and there we go. So we're at the mini map section now. Here, now you need to click on custom layout. Click on custom layout. Now, what you need to do is once you get to custom layout, make sure you've got a desktop mode selected. Now, if the cursor's not coming up, you need to bring up your keyboard and push the control button while you're selected on desktop mode and your cursor comes up. So really important now, you need to go up to the top here where it says key mapping. Click on that. Now I'm going to reset all of mine and I'm going to save it just to show you on how to do it from the beginning. So let's do it again. Cursor's here. So now the control section, now it brings up here. Now what you need to do is you need to click on this here, which it says directional left analog stick. Brings up the analog stick. Drag the left analog stick all the way over to where it shows the left analog stick and let go of it. Perfect. Now what you need to do is drag the right analog stick, which is here, and just put it here. It's absolutely fine here. You can get away with it here, maybe in the corner. That's perfect, away from everything. Got to be precise. Let's go here. Perfect. Right, now it's time to do the buttons. So now what you need to do with the buttons, and this is where it gets a little bit fidgety, your run is here. So I've selected the run. I'm now going to change it over to control pad mode, and my run is going to be my left analog stick in. There we go, that's in. Now I'm going to switch back to desktop mode, and now I'm going to select my aim, which is here. Oh no, sorry, this is fire. This is my to shoot the gun. I'm going to select that, move it just over it. I'm now going to switch back to gamepad mode, and I'm going to push right trigger because I want my right trigger to be fire. I'm now going to go back to desktop mode. I'm going to select my aim, which is here. Right, for some reason now. There we go. Sorry, it was on there. So I'll click away from it, move it over to here. And now I'm going to go to gamepad mode, and I'm going to put that to my left trigger because I want that to be my aim. I'm now going to go back to desktop mode, and I'm going to go here. This is jump. So I'm going to select jump. Make sure again it's over it correctly. I'm then going to go to my gamepad mode again and now select that as my A button to jump. Back to desktop mode. This is my crouch, so I'm going to select one over that. Go back to gamepad mode and now I'm going to put that to my B button, my crouch. Then back to desktop mode. Here is your reload, so I'm going to go to reload now. So let's select that. I'm going to now change that and put that to my X button. We're now going to go back to desktop. We're going to go to grenades. So I'm going to select that. And the grenade, I want my grenade to be right bumper button. So change it to right bumper. Perfect. Lovely. So far, so good. Right. So now we've got the run configured, the shoot, the aim. The right analog stick and the left analog stick are there. So now I'm going to go to desktop mode again, and for my special, I'm going to use my right analog stick click. Now, there we go. I'll click that. There we go. We'll move that a little bit down. So we go here. So now I'm going to move that just a little bit down so it's in place. I'm going to move this across now so it doesn't overlap. Perfect. So we've got everything set up here. So now I need to change weapons. So to change weapons, I'm going to put the button there. I'm going to change it to gamepad mode. I'm going to change that to my Y button. So now I can switch my weapons. Now we go to desktop mode again now to do our specials. So I'm going to go here. Now we're going to do this. As up, I'm then going to go back to desktop mode. I'm going to do this as down, and I'll move it across a little bit after we obviously get this done. Now here, I'm going to click this one. I'm going to select that as left, desktop again. I'm going to move it down to here, and now I'm going to select that as right. So just to recap, we've got our left joystick to run, our right trigger to shoot, our analog sticks, our specials have been selected up, down, left, right on the D-pad. Our change weapon is there. Our RB is grenade. X is reload. Circle is crouch. A is jump. Our special is stick in. Our right analog stick is here. We'll move that just away. Here, this is like a special shot. So I'm going to select this. I'm going to put this as my LB. Right, now, very, very important what you need to do here is, number one, select the desktop mode again. Click on display key mapping, click that off, so these won't stay on the screen. Click on save. Now, again, a really, really important one. You need to make sure you bring your keyboard up again, select it to desktop mode, bring up your keyboard again, push the control button so the mouse comes up, and make sure you click on save and use here. Once you've done that, let's go out, click on multiplayer, let's just start a game. By the way, I'm useless at this game, so please forgive me, I'm terrible. I shoot like a blind person. Right, so this is all loading now. I've got this selected because this is the only way you can select your loadout, or just to make it a bit quicker. And then I'll change it in game. So let's load. There we go. It's loading. I'm going to select my loadout. Now I'm going to change it to gamepad mode. There we go. You can see I'm moving there. 4 seconds. Now.
Hardpoint identified.
Right. A to jump. Circle to crouch. Left trigger to run. Grenade. Sack. Triangle to change weapons, but I haven't got my other weapons yet. Now I'm aiming with the left trigger. Shot ready.
And he got that.
Right. Just to show my reload button. I'm going to shoot. Reload is working. Slide is working.
Hostiles have the hard point.
Reload.
Hunter killer drone ready for deployment.
go. And there we go, guys. It's all working. Try and double click the A button to start again.
Hardpoint locked down.
Oh.
Hardpoint contested. Well,
that's everything shown for you, so I hope you enjoy it. Good luck. You can absolutely batter me because I'm useless, but have a great day and I hope you enjoy it.